Here begins Smurfs Tale Collection 2, narrated by John Hastings for Saga Egmont. The Astro Smurf. Every night, one Smurf sits by the window and contemplates the stars. His imagination takes him far away into space, and he can see himself discovering unknown and mysterious planets.
"I have to make my dream come true," he decides suddenly. "Tomorrow, I'll Smurf to work."
A few weeks later, Astro Smurf invites his friends over to show them a huge spaceship, which he himself has constructed.
"It is Smurfed by a propeller," he announces proudly. "I will be able to set it in motion just by moving the pedals."
Dressed in his spacesuit, Astro Smurf enters the cockpit. The other Smurfs wave him goodbye and wish him a safe journey. But no one really believes he will actually take off. The propeller starts to turn faster and faster, making a lot of wind. The spaceship works quite well as a fan, but it doesn't move. Exhausted, Astro Smurf has to give up. He looks so disappointed that all of his friends feel bad for him.
"We need to Smurf something to cheer him up," they decide.
And they quickly come up with a clever plan. They call Astro Smurf and tell him that Handy has fixed the spaceship.
"Drink some vitamin juice before you embark on this long journey,"
Papa Smurf adds, handing Astro Smurf a glass. The propeller starts to turn, and this time the machine moves. And it does so thanks to the other Smurfs, who are rocking the ship as hard as they can. They are even causing smoke to rise up to the cockpit's windows, making Astro Smurf think he is flying through clouds. Astro Smurf falls asleep. The juice Papa Smurf made him drink was actually a sleeping draft. His friends come back down to the ground and start to dismantle the spaceship. The hardest task is still ahead of them. The Smurfs have to transport the pieces of the machine to a very distant place. They load them onto carts and embark on a tiring journey.
"Papa Smurf, are we there yet?"
Lazy keeps on asking.
"This time, we're almost there,"
Papa Smurf finally says to the exhausted Smurfs, pointing to the old volcano in front of them. Now they need to reconstruct the spaceship. The Smurfs are already getting tired of the whole thing.
"Once you're done, everyone needs to Smurf a glass of this potion,"
Papa Smurf says to them.
"It's very special."
At night, Astro Smurf wakes up in the cockpit of his spaceship.
"I made it! I'm on a different planet!"
he exclaims, as he sees the strange volcanic landscape which surrounds him. He exits.